tuning in.
Cool G, Kayla, and DJ Deep.
May shock you, may surprise you.
And there's more.
Next.
RJ 1200.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show, to the Wake Up Call. It is 7:30 on Wednesday morning, and joining us live on the line right now is Kevin Newman, the global national anchor that we get to see every night, coast to coast, giving us the headlines of the day. And this week, you're giving us even more. But first, good morning, Kevin Newman.
Good morning, Colty. How are you?
We are fantastic here this morning in Vancouver. It's actually a really beautiful day.
I know. It's about time you guys got some good weather.
Thanks. Thanks for the, we needed it. It was a long haul trying to get that summer to come by.
I know. It sounds lovely.
Now, you've got a couple of really interesting documentaries hitting the airwaves starting tonight. The first one is called Missing the Target. It's about the use of handguns among young people in Canada and the resulting violence. Tell us about what moved you to not only do this documentary you co-wrote, co-produced, and you're narrating it.
Well, it came from a belief that, you know, the debate that we're having in Canada right now about the gun registry and about gun control is one we've had for almost 30 years. And the positions are pretty well entrenched. I think we know what the two views are, how they have trouble reconciling themselves. But what Missing the Target is about, it's about my belief that we're missing the point. Mm-hmm. That while we're having this debate about long gun registries and whatever, illegal handguns are pouring into our cities, including, of course, Greater Vancouver. And they're increasingly getting into the hands of our children. And that's something we're not discussing enough in Canada. And the response by policymakers, by politicians, has up to now been nowhere near what's required to stop it.
Now, when you were researching and writing and producing this documentary, what was the one thing that really surprised
what
you?
Well, there was a young man that we found in a gun-ridden area of Toronto, and we asked him, take a picture of every gun that you see in your day.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, and he sent us 28 pictures of guns.
God.
And then we looked at that same number, 28, and we realized that it was exactly the same number of guns that were stopped at Canada's busiest border crossing between Detroit and Windsor. So it encapsulated to us the problem. Mm-hmm. If one kid can see 28 guns in a day, and we're only stopping 28 guns in a year at a border crossing, we got a lot of work to do.
So that documentary airs tonight.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on Global.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one next week.
Yes.
That's actually, it's on animal rights. And this grew out of the BC SPCA and the trouble that it was having getting convictions for animal rights issues.
Yes.
Basically, 99.9% of the people who are brought up on abusive animals issues are never convicted. And the reason is the laws haven't been updated since the 19th century. So we take a look at the treatment of animals, and we include feed animals in light of the rights issue. Should we be having a debate in Canada over whether or not animals are more than simply human property? Are they sentient beings unto themselves? And if we give them those rights, what does that mean about the price of food that we buy at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm. So two huge issues for Canada. What are you hoping?
Pretty heady ones, yeah.
Pretty heavy hitting ones, that's for sure. What are you hoping comes of both of these documentaries being aired and watched?
Well, I hope we question what our assumptions are. First of all, in the gun debate, I hope people say, well, maybe we need to put more attention over to handguns and less on long guns, rifles and shotguns and things.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second one, I think we need to start thinking about when we buy that piece of meat at the grocery store, what kind of life has that animal had?
Mm-hmm.
And are we willing to pay more for that piece of meat, mm-hmm. for the peace of mind of knowing that the animal might have lived a better quality of life?
And just because you're vegetarian like I am doesn't mean that you shouldn't be concerned with animal rights right now in this country.
No.
Thank you so much for both of these topics. The last thing I wanted to quickly talk to you about is news that we got last week about you leaving the anchor desk at Global National, and I've heard a rumor that you're going to Italy without the rest of us.
It's true. I always thought that when I stopped work for a little while, I was going to go to Italy because the Italians know how to live.
Mm.
Good wine, good food, siestas in the afternoon, and I thought, that's where I'm going. So my wife and I plan a little vacation there for sure.
Fantastic. We're not jealous at all.
No. I know.
We're good. We're going to definitely miss you on the anchor desk, but will you be back?
I don't know. I don't have work right now. So, you know, this is a good opportunity to put a help, job wanted.
Job wanted poster.
Over the radio.
All I can say is anytime you feel like coming and, you know, doing some radio.
Okay.
We've always got a chair open for you here.
All right. Thanks, Colty.
Thanks so much. Kevin Newman from Global National. His documentary, Missing the Target, airs tonight on Global National at 10 p.m., as well as next week, another documentary, No Country for Animals, on Wednesday, July 28. We'll post the information about this on our website at rj1200.com. Check out that blog later on today. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Have a great time in Italy.
I will.
Okay, we'll be back on The Wake Up Call. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, thanks for all the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you today.
Not at all.
Okay.